We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we'll get back to the phones. Hang tight, everybody. But it is time for rejected show topics.
How about that?
Well, now I'm worried. All right, Ben.
So here's how this works. I selected these topics. John and Ike haven't gotten to see these or have any input on them. They're my topics. So if you don't like them, blame me.
Oh, we will.
We will.
Yeah, we will.
So we got four of them today. We're going to start out with this.
Four?
So, of course, this story comes from Florida. There's a 67-year-old woman in Naples named Maureen Davey. She's in trouble because she walked around a bar in a mink coat trying to buy drinks on the bar tabs of random guys. Now, maybe if you're 23, this works, but if you're 67, it's kind of tough for sledding. One of the guys ended up calling the police, and she got arrested for not paying her tab because she refused. She thought all the men should do it for her because she's a lady. So here's the question I have for you from this. Let's say you were single and you weren't married. You're both around 40-ish. No matter how beautiful a woman is, what is the oldest woman you'd be willing to date?
Wow. I mean, date? What exactly are you talking about? You talking about a casual encounter, or are you talking about like full blown? This is my girlfriend taking her to meet my parents.
Is there a difference?
Yes. There's a difference.
Yes, one is you're steady dating and you're looking to continue to build on a relationship, and the other is just a date, a one night date.
Yeah, essentially sex.
Yeah.
But so you'd be willing to have sex with a 90-year-old, but wouldn't want to make her your girlfriend?
No, yeah. No, no.
Why
not
go to 90-year-old?
Okay, so what's the number?
I'd say early 60s, 60.
Yeah, I would say no older than 50. Yeah, no older than 50.
No, there are guys out there that wouldn't even go 40, depending on their age. There's older guys that only like younger women.
But there are some good-looking 50-year-old women out there.
You're damn right.
Yes.
That's why I would extend it to 60. And women keep them, they're getting good shape these days. You know, an experienced woman.
Yep. How old is Janis Joplin now? She's got to be in her 50s.
What?
I'm just trying to think of like an
Janis
older...
Janis Joplin in her 50s?
Dude, all you got to do is go to J-Lo. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Janis Joplin is almost 100. She was born in 1943.
So would you Janis Joplin?
No. No, but like Sophia Loren, who is obviously, there's been plastic surgery. Suzanne Somers, Jane Fonda's looking still looking pretty good these days. Now, I actually had this in my iPhone as a potential topic for people out there, because I have a friend of a friend who is dating a woman that is in her late 50s, but it's a long-term, they're engaged. He's like 37, I think.
Yeah, my age right now, yeah.
I couldn't
go past 55. I would struggle to get there.
What about you, Ben? You like them older or younger?
I can't even go past like 30. I'm a 26. I can't go past 30.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Because at a certain point, they're starting to hit milestones that make you uncomfortable, make you realize that you're getting old.
Right.
Like if they're 5 years older than you and they turn 40, you go, oh my God, I'm going to turn 40.
Yeah, for a fling, I think it's okay if they're older. But for, you know, the long-term committed relationship, I don't know how old you can go.
All right, number two here.
Yeah.
So college sports wouldn't be college sports without a few players getting in trouble during the offseason, right? This offseason, no exception in college football. This week, it was Bowling Green's football team. They had their turn to get into a scandal. Multiple Bowling Green Falcons players were caught in a massive beach brawl in Miami over spring break. It seems like these things always happen in Florida, and they always happen on spring break. So I'm going to ask you guys, is Florida spring break a good idea or a bad idea?
From whose perspective?
Yeah.
From my
too old for spring break.
Wait, so if you're
for
my
Ike's
age,
kids going down the spring break, bad idea.
Right.
For my future kids going down the spring break, bad idea. For when I was 19 going down the spring break, great idea.
Let me tell you this. My kids won't be able to go anywhere on spring break unless they can pay for it.
Yeah, exactly right.
So all that old going down to Cancun and Florida.
Absolutely
that
not.
Nonsense. Yeah, my kids won't be going to that.
No, absolutely not. My children won't, but from their perspective, great idea.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if they can afford to go on their own, then I can't stop them once they're grown.
But think about it. When you're 19, 20, 21 years old, you don't care. As long as you have somewhere inside or somewhere safe to drink, that's all you care about.
Listen, bro, I can't. It's scary to think of my kids thinking the way that I thought at 18 and 19 years old.
You imagine?
Yeah, that's not something I'm looking forward to.
No. What about you, Ben? I couldn't see you down at spraying beer everywhere.
I wouldn't even go if it was free. It just sounds horrible.
Ben, I used to shotgun beers and do 3, 4, 5, 6 beers in a beer bong.
Jesus. Spring break. We did spring break.
But I can do that up here.
We did spring break in Miami 1 year.
Did you?
Yeah, when I was in school. I think it was like 95 or 96.
Yeah, I never went down.
Listen, there's nothing worse than going to Miami with no money.
Yeah. Sleeping in your car.
One of my buddies was from Fort Lauderdale. So we all stayed at his house. His mom let us stay there.
And you just drove down to get in trouble?
Oh, yeah, we just drove down to South Beach and... We did. It was more window shopping than it was anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Why not?
Like I said, we had no money.
And number three here, I'm not really sure where to go to this one, but here's what happened. So, you know, Carson Wentz is probably not going to be best friends with PETA. I think we've established that. PETA is probably not going to be doing any endorsement deals with Carson Wentz.
They're probably not
going to be doing any with this guy either. An Idaho science teacher is under investigation after allegedly feeding a sick puppy to a snapping turtle in front of students at his school.
What?
The teacher's Robert Crossland.
I saw this.
He fed the puppy to the reptile as students looked on, according to local media. Now, apparently you would think that most people would be pretty upset with this, but Idaho, not that different from North Dakota, very red state, a lot of people that are into just kind of doing what they want in the wild, and there are actually a lot of people that are cool with this. One of the students said, I feel a little better that it was a puppy that was going to die, not just a healthy puppy. One of the students said, I actually think he's a cool teacher, and he really brings science to life, seeing this puppy get eaten. One of the parents said, I love it because it's a great circle of life lesson. It teaches kids about the ecosystem. So which side are you on? The one where it's not okay to feed a puppy to a turtle in front of a bunch of kids, or the one where... Who thought this was a good idea?
I'm still trying to figure out why you're laughing.
No, it's just like, I'm not laughing at what happened. I'm laughing at the fact that people actually don't have a problem with this. That there are people in the town who think it's like the whole, like, oh, these snowflakes can't handle a turtle eating a puppy in front of kids.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to come in there and throw a glass of water on you.
Yeah, I want to know what made you think this was a good topic to even bring up right now.
Is there anybody out there listening right now that at least I would want to even look at that would think it's okay to feed a puppy to a snapping turtle because it's sick and it's going to die? You euthanize the thing, you take it out of its misery.
What was the lesson?
Feed it to a snapping turtle.
Do turtles eat puppies in the wild?
Here's my lesson. I ain't ever living in Idaho.
That's what I'm gonna do.
That's my lesson. I'm never living in Idaho. That's for sure.
Is that it, Ben? Is it another one?
No, we got one more. Speaking of a crappy story, number four, you may have heard that Hulk Hogan was at Philly spring training recently. Well, apparently while he was at spring training, he went to use a porta potty and he dropped his phone in the toilet while he was trying to sit down. But
what he's dropping a deuce in a porta potty?
But he was using his phone shortly thereafter, so it looks like he went in there and he got it. So here's the question for you guys. If you dropped your cell phone in a porta potty and there were no gloves or interns or anything to reach in and grab it for you, what would you do?
When was the last time it was serviced, the porta potty?
Oh no, it was not just serviced. It's not blue in there.
Well, here's the thing. That's a tough one. Because you're talking about your livelihood when you're talking about that phone.
Yeah, yeah.
I might have to go in there and get it.
Well, here's what I would do. I would, if there was an extra shirt or I would
take my shirt off and go get it. I'll just walk around shirtless.
Or a bag or something like that, a plastic bag. But you're going in to get it.
Yeah, I got to go get it. Is there anything we won't go into to save our phone?
No, it's the most important thing in our life. Like if your child was in there, you'd go in and get the iPhone before you get the kid.
And maybe I wouldn't jump in lava.
That's an interesting question at Mark's Reese WIP that you should put out there, Ben. So put that out there. Would you go into a porta potty to get your phone? And a dirty porta potty, not one that's serviced every day.
Yeah.
That's where you have to have...
I think I would have to. But the real question is, why is he taking a number two in a porta potty?
Well, I guess if it's an emergency, you got to do what you got to do.
Man, listen.
Right?
Before I would use the bathroom in the woods outside, brother, before I'd go in a porta potty.
Ben, good job on the segment. I like it. Some constructive criticism. That's where I need some Hulk Hogan drops to go along with that particular segment.
Yeah, brother.
Right. Yeah. Sure, I need a couple of Hulks to go, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe he was taking his vitamins too much and it made him have a bellyache.
Vitamins will do that to you.
They will.
And make you regular.
They go right through you. All right, good job, Ben. Let's go to Karen. Karen's in Jenkintown. Hi, Karen.
Hi, John. Hi, Ike. How you doing?
How are you?
Hey, Karen.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to call in and tell you how very much I enjoyed yesterday's town hall with all of the people. You guys were so good.
Did you come? You come out?
I didn't come out. I was listening on the radio, and I enjoyed it so much, and all the analysis, and it just was really, really good. I'm a listener only new this year from a couple months before the Super Bowl, and I usually call in at night, but I just had to call in today and tell you guys how much I enjoyed yesterday afternoon's show, and it was just, I loved cool. hearing the players and Ike and everybody talking, like really analyzing these picks. It's just become, you know, a lot of fun listening to it.
Well, we appreciate that, Karen. We're glad you enjoyed. All right, so let's, Ike, let's get her a team. Maybe we can get you $500 here if we get you a good team, courtesy of Evolve IP. What do you? Ike's digging deep in there. He grabs it out. What do you got? We still haven't given away a number one seed, have we?
No, still haven't given away a number one, but we have our first number two seed.
What do you got, Karen? Ooh. Come on.
The Purdue Boilermakers.
All right.
Okay, that's great. I mean, I'll be rooting for my Big Five, but Villanova. But I'm excited to be a part of this. Right. Thank you so much, guys.
You got it, Karen.
Well, I tell you what, it's a good chance that Purdue will meet Villanova in the Elite Eight.
So if you haven't heard,
it's a good chance that's going to happen. She's going to have to root against Nova. What do you root? You root for the money or you root for your loyalty?
You root for the money. Because if Villanova wins, then you're happy Villanova wins, unless you're one of these people out there that roots against Villanova because you're a Temple fan.
Right.
Which I mean, I don't personally understand it because Temple doesn't really, you know, they don't really have a basketball team anymore. So that's why you have to root Villanova come tournament time. But that's just me. So Edie, our receptionist at the front desk, we sent Turtle out there. She did the bracket because Ben and I didn't feel like doing it. So she gave the official bracket. She has Purdue actually going to the Final Four.
How about that?
And losing to Clemson? Yeah, losing to Clemson.
Clemson's in the Final Four?
Yeah, it's Georgia State.
Who's there? Eldon Campbell?
Ohio State, Purdue, and Clemson. And then Ohio State wins the whole shebang. Mm. So there you go.
I didn't see that, but close. I got another Big Ten school winning. That's just me.
That's just you?
Yeah.
Are they, they have green colors?
Yeah.
Are they Sparty? You're so much more loyal. You're loyal to your team. Yeah. I don't have a reason to be loyal to my team, Temple.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. No, they stopped playing basketball. I don't know how many years ago. 888-729-9494. Legit, they stopped. No, you know, it was nice while it lasted. Oddest thing I saw at a coffee shop today. I'll share with you coming up next.
Huh.
They got butter in their coffee.
I think I've heard of this before. I've never done it, but I think I have heard of this.
We'll discuss coming up next because I've done it in an emergency situation because I can't drink black coffee, but I actually I saw it today.
Cool.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. Well, I will tell you what's happening in free agency. It starts in 29 minutes officially. You know, it's already started.
It doesn't end in 29 minutes. Yeah. It starts.
It really should.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.